Several recent events commemorated missing and murdered Indigenous women and people around the Truckee Meadows. Among those names is Anna Marie Scott. KUNR's Gustavo Sagrero has more.
About a month ago, roughly 16 billboards started to fill the region's sky with Anna Marie Scott's name and face. Secret Witnesses advertising a $2,500 reward for any information that could help the family find justice for her murder. Anna's body was found in a burned vehicle south of Reno on I-580 in early February. Diane Scott is technically Anna's grandmother, but they had more of a mother-daughter relationship. Diane is also an elder in the Pyramid Lake Paiute community and took care of Anna's kids when she was off at work. She's restless, concerned that like other cases of murdered Indigenous people, Anna will be forgotten.
A lot of them aren't noticed, and a lot of them are, their cases are just pushed aside and stays that way. We don't want that for Anna. We want justice for her.
In an email to KUNR, the Washoe County Sheriff's Office says they continue to work on the case. Lately, Diane says the family has seen Anna's billboards less frequently. A spokesperson for Secret Witness says the billboard company they work with puts up the notices for free when they have the space. But during election season, more political ads go up, which means less screen time for Secret Witness to run their messaging. Earlier this month, Diane attended a solidarity walk at Pyramid Lake Museum. The next day in Reno, a red dress powwow was held by the same organizers, where Anna's name and other missing and murdered Indigenous women were venerated. Jingle dancers in the drum group Young Heart performed while Autumn Harry was one of the speakers at the event. A red dress, she says, is a symbol for missing and murdered Indigenous people.
In a lot of different communities, they'll often hang like red dresses just to kind of symbolize that there was a woman or a person who wore that dress who is no longer with us here.
She adds the media coverage for people like Anna isn't as comprehensive as it could be. The family will be holding a birthday celebration for Anna that's open to the public Saturday, June 11th at 3 p.m. at Pyramid Lake. Gustavo Sagrero, KUNR News.